From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
All right. Happy Monday to you, everybody. It is now 27 degrees here in East Memphis at the Mighty 990 Studios. I'm Todd Starnes, and we are honored to have you joining with us today in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. And if you're looking for a great car and a great deal, go visit my friend Todd Lochner over at Principal Toyota. Well, we have we've got a busy day here. Of course, the big news in these parts, still the weather, just a horrible situation. Nearly three dozen people across the Mid-South killed as a result of the winter storm. Driving is still a little haphazard out there, so be careful, especially if you are on those side streets. It's a mess. The good news is there is a slight warm-up today. By the way, the highs are going to be 46 degrees, so it looks like we could have some nice melting later on today. But it's going to be a while before all of the snow and the ice disappear. Also, thank the good Lord that you do not live in Nashville. What a mess that city has become, because they elected the wokest leadership of just about any city in the state, including Memphis, and the incompetence in Nashville is off the charts. They're now saying that power could be out for thousands of people until February the 11th. And all of those Nashville stars are losing their ever-loving minds. So we'll keep you updated on that. But aren't you glad you live in Memphis, Tennessee? All right, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Finished the book project last night, finally. And it's as almost as if, you know, it's the end of the school year and today is the first day of summer. So got that out of the way. Hope you had a great weekend. There really wasn't much to do except watch basketball. And I really wish I hadn't watched that Memphis Tigers game yesterday, but it is what it is. A lot of you went to the movies, and we're going to start with entertainment news, which is a little bit weird. But there are a couple of big stories that are brewing and percolating. One of them is the documentary that features our beloved First Lady, Melania Trump. And a lot of folks out there have gone to see the movie. It had a huge opening. As a matter of fact, it's the biggest opening of a documentary in well over a decade. Huge, which, again, when you factor in that most of the southern states were under snow and ice, most people weren't able to get to the movies this weekend. It does make you wonder how much more this movie is going to make. $8 to $9 million is the projected revenue that Melania brought in over the weekend. And I am curious if any of you here in the KWAM audience, in the KWAM world, went to go see the movie. And if you did, I want to hear from you, because the movie critics are just panning this thing. As a matter of fact, the New York Times has this terrible, terrible take on it. Maureen Dowd writing this nasty hit piece on Melania Trump, calling her the Slovenian Sphinx. And she just destroys Melania in this nasty, nasty hit piece in the New York Times. You know what I find interesting about Maureen Dowd, and she hates she hates conservatives. I get it. But she's also just a very unpleasant person. This is a woman, 74 years old, and she can't find a husband. And I think she's just taking out all of her frustration on our sweet First Lady, Melania Trump. So there you go there. But as far as the people that I've gotten a lot of text messages over the weekend, and people say, Todd, we went to go see the documentary. It was fantastic. And a lot of you folks are getting out there. It's showing in a number of theaters across the Memphis area. So anyway, curious to hear your thoughts if you went to go see the movie. Is it worth spending some money on a big old bucket of popcorn? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be taking your calls on that. I want to play some audio here from last night, the Grammys. And I intentionally did not watch the Grammys. I waited for the clips to come out. And the reason why is my blood pressure goes up every time I see these people. Because, look, they really have no They have no thoughts. They have no thought process. They're musicians. They're singers. And that's what they do. And then they think they can use their platform to spew all sorts of nonsense. And you know what? Why it makes me mad? Because when I've got their music in my playlist, and I'm going out to Shelby Farms, and I'm doing the loop around the Baptist Promenade there, and I'm hearing their music, I don't hear their music anymore. I hear their leftist politics. That's what I hear. So anyway, you had Billie Eilish was out there. Is that a gal or a girl? Do we know? It's a girl. Okay, we're pretty sure she's a she. All right. I just, again, you have to ask with these people because, you know, it's a 50-50 shot. So anyway, Billie Eilish attacking federal agents during her Grammys acceptance speech. Take a listen.
No one is illegal on stolen land. Yeah, it's just really hard to know what to say and what to do right now. And I feel really hopeful in this room, and I feel like we just need to keep fighting and speaking up and protesting, and our voices really do matter, and the people matter, and sorry.
No, so true. We had to bleep out the F-bomb there, but poor Billy. I feel bad for Billy. Pronouns suspect. Look, I mean, I feel her heart. I mean, she's talking about all of us, you know, living on stolen land. Here is my encouragement to her. And she said she found such hope in that room last night. Maybe, just maybe, and this is just Todd Stern speaking, and here on this station on the Mighty 990, we just try to help people. You know, we don't mock, we don't belittle. But maybe, just maybe, Miss Eilish should consider selling, her $14 million estate, or better yet, just give it. Just give her estate over to the indigenous Indian population that she stole that land from. I think, honestly, that may be the best thing to do. Imagine what kind of a statement that Billie Eilish will be making to the nation if she stood up and said, you know what, I have a $14 million mansion in Hollywood that's on stolen land, and I just want to give it back to the Indian people. No, not the call center Indian people. No, the ones who actually live there in Southern California. Is it the Tongva tribe? Yes. Could you imagine? I'm getting tears just thinking about the emotion. I mean, we could broadcast it nationally. We could do it right here on KWAM. Or maybe, just maybe. I mean, she may not. Look, maybe she doesn't want to be homeless. And I get that. Nobody wants to be homeless. So maybe she could just, I don't know, welcome a couple of thousand illegals and let them set up home on her property. Either one. Otherwise, Billie Eilish, sweetheart, people could call you a hypocrite. And I don't think we don't want anybody to call her a hypocrite, do we? Meanwhile, Bad Bunny. Now, he's the guy in the dress who's going all queer on us for the Super Bowl halftime show, right? So let's check out what Bad Bunny had to say.
I'm gonna say, we're not savage. We're not animals. We're not aliens. We are humans, and we are Americans. Also, I want to say to the people, I know it's tough to know not to hate on these days. And I was thinking, sometime we get contaminados. I don't know how to say that in English. The hate get more powerful with more hate. The only thing that is more powerful than hate is love. So, please, we need to be different. If we fight, we have to do it with love. We don't hate them. We love our people, we love our family, and that's the way to do it. with love. Don't forget that, please. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
All right. There you go. Bad Bunny. This guy is going to be your Super Bowl halftime performer. And I'm just wondering, do you think the NFL is trying to send a message to the American people right now? Do you think that the NFL is trying to send a message to all of the men who predominantly watch the NFL by hiring this queer guy who doesn't even speak English? I mean, the guy says it's going to be a celebration of queerness. That's the halftime show. So, I don't know about you, probably going to be watching whatever the TPUSA folks are coming up with. You know, they're doing an alternative halftime show. All right, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Got to check in with Commander Chuck with a look at your morning commute.
It is my job this February 2 to look to the skies and report back to you that there is a shadow here on my ground. 6 more weeks of winter abound.
All right, there you have it. The announcement coming from Gobbler's Knob there in Pennsylvania. Punxsutawney Phil the Groundhog announcing there's more winter coming. So there you go. We'll wait and see. You know, we actually have a southern groundhog in Stone Mountain, Georgia. General Beauregard Lee lives in a little plantation house, and we'll let you know what General Lee had to say. Usually the southern groundhog is actually a little more accurate. Welcome back, everybody, to the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. I'm Todd Stearns. New polling data coming out from The Beacon. This is about the governor's race here in Tennessee. Marsha Blackburn holding a commanding lead over her opponents. It's so ugly. 56% Marsha Blackburn has. John Rose now polling at 9%. And Monty Fritz is polling at 7%. Now, here's what's interesting about all of this. Congressman Rose has apparently hired the worst campaign operatives in the history of modern politics. And I say that because the congressman is a great guy and he's got a great platform, but nobody knows about it. They don't do any advertising. They're not getting their guy out there. And meanwhile, Marsha Blackburn and her team, Ward Baker, those guys, it's like it's unbelievable the work they're doing. And I will just tell you that Marsha Blackburn is working her butt off to be your next governor. I can't say I don't know what to say about John Rose. I will say this: Monty Fritz is about to overtake Rose in the polling data, which is really remarkable. And of course, Fritz has a tiny fraction. Of the amount of money that that Blackburn has. So we'll keep you updated on the latest there. You know, there was an interesting race over the weekend in Texas, Tarrant County, in a Senate district. It was a special election. And this is it is the largest red county in America. And we've been talking a lot about this on the national show, but there's something to be said here locally about what happened. It was a complete disaster for the Republicans, complete disaster. There was literally a 30-point shift in the numbers. This was supposed to be a rock solid. This is a district that went 17 points over. It was plus 17 for Trump in the election. Just unbelievable numbers. And it has been a Republican district for decades and decades. Well, the Republicans got their butts handed to them in Texas over the weekend, and everybody's trying to figure out why. And I was reading a lot of the analysis, and it turns out that one of the biggest problems is that the establishment wing of the party in Texas shoved aside all of the grassroots supporters and said, "We do not need you." And I'm going to have a lot more to say about this on the national show. But it troubles me because here's how I see things in the Republican Party and just in the Republican world. You've got your establishment folks, you know, the rich folks, the powerful folks, and then you've got all the grassroots folks that maybe don't have a lot of money. Maybe they don't go out to, they don't have a country club membership, or, you know, they don't go out to, I don't know, Folks Folly every night for dinner.
They're good, hardworking, decent, honest people, and they believe in conservative values and politics. Those are the people that are getting out there, and they're basically slaves of the establishment because they're the ones that get out there and they're volunteering all the time. They're knocking on doors. They're sending out the letters. They're manning the tents at all of the festivals and things around town and trying to get new people to come in. And they do, and they're very successful at this. And I'm speaking nationally, of course, and you know they're bringing all of these people into the party, and then they're told at the end of the day, okay, we're done with you. You can go back to your slave quarters. And I'm just going to tell you, that is a losing strategy. And that's all well and good, and if you don't want to be a winning party, okay, that's the way to be a loser, but I don't know about you, we can't afford to be losers right now. And it's troubling what happened in Texas. When you look at what happened in Virginia, by the way, the Commonwealth of Virginia, where you had, 15 incumbent Republicans lose their seats. And the reason why is because the grassroots was pushed to the side and was not involved in the process. And look, you can do that, all of you, you know, wealthy country club folk, you can do that if you want to, but it's not a winning strategy. I'm just telling you. And so anyway, we'll get to more of that on the national show today. But certainly, very disturbing results coming out of Texas. And there is a lesson to be learned in this. You cannot shove aside your grassroots supporters, and if you do, you will lose your elections. I mean, it really is that simple. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, new polling out is from the Beacon on President Trump as well. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump is doing? 53% of Tennesseans support the president. 43% disapprove. Curious to hear your thoughts on that this morning. Do you think the president's doing a good job? Again, our number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. All right, I've got to share this with you. Our mayor, Paul Young, you know, we haven't heard a lot from Mayor Young lately. Well, the mayor is making some headlines. The mayor has announced that we are now hiring a poet laureate for the city of Memphis. And because apparently that's what we need to really to embrace the swagger and the soul of Memphis, we're going to need somebody who can write down some poetry. So anyway, the mayor is hiring. This is you're going to get a $20,000 honorarium, which is pretty cool. The role is meant to uplift our city's creative spirit. We have already submitted an application. So KWAM, the radio station at large, has great interest in being the official poet laureate of Memphis, and we've put together a little bit of verse. You know, I think we had to audition. I'm not even sure if we were required to do this, but we did want to give the mayor a little idea of what we're capable of doing. So here is our little verse for the Memphis poet laureate position. Perception is the problem, the Memphis mayor once said. Ignore the robberies and victims and stench of the dead. While bullets fly, he'd wink and reply, it's the swagger and soul. That's what gives Memphis street cred. See, a little bit of a rhyme there. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, we will we'll keep you updated and let you know if we get the gig. By the way, have any of you people gotten mail? That's the other big question. It has been 9 days now, and we have not gotten any mail here at the... And we get tons of mail. So I'm just curious if any of you folks have gotten mail yet. If you have, let us know. And also let us know about side street road conditions where you are. A lot of folks trying to get in today to work. Traffic a little bit heavier. Just a reminder, some of those three-lane roads are down to two lanes, so pay attention out there. All right, again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, Vicky Gandy with Go Team Gandy, Cry Like Realtors. She'll be along in just a few moments. Hang tight, everybody. We've got a lot more coming your way. This is Starnes Country here on the Mighty 990.
Protect your family and defend your neighbor.
And welcome back. This is Stearns Country, everybody. Welcome back to Wake Up Memphis. That's the old name of the show. Good to have you with us, everybody. And I am reading right now a terrific magazine called Good to Be Home, and it is published by our good friend Vicky Gandy. And this is really a clever magazine. Vicky Gandy joins us in studio. GoTeamGandy.com. Vicky Gandy from Cry Like Realtors. Vicky, I didn't know you were in the publishing business.
Not exactly. I have someone taking care of that for me, but they did a great job. I was really pleased.
This is really a clever magazine. And not only, I mean, you offer all sorts of great home advice. It's called Good to Be Home, but there's also lots of other great stuff in here.
There are. There's some really great recipes, just a lot of things about, like, you know, getting your house winterized and just good stories. Of course, all related to real estate. But of course, food. We all know, Todd, that's the most important thing, having great recipes.
Absolutely. And I am shocked to discover the transformative power of teal.
Oh, yes, I know.
That's a thing, I guess, right? And,
yeah, there are. They always try to introduce new colors. You know, all the designers want to repaint everything in your home. But there's a cool article in there, too, about plywood. They're doing a lot of creative things with plywood, which is really kind of fun to see. I was kind of not knowing exactly what that was going to look like, but it's beautiful cabinets and things. I'm thinking, wow, it's plywood, the cheapest wood on man-made.
Well, not only that, it's also seasonal, and you've got some great tips on saving money by and still staying warm.
Yes,
which is, you know, tough to do, right? You know?
No kidding, especially right now. It's funny, it came out and I went, well, isn't that nice that it talked about that?
And also how to take care of your tires.
Yes.
During this, and Lord knows we need that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Vicky, this morning we're talking about value. And, you know, sometimes people say their multi-million dollar home, they think is multi-million dollars, may not necessarily be worth multi-million dollars.
Well, sometimes that happens and you have this person go, well, the house down the street sold 6 years ago for this amount. And, you know, you have to kind of take them off the edge and explain, you know, we're the local market experts. And I don't necessarily like saying I'm an expert of anything, but we do know the market and we try to show our value by, you know, going through having a CMA, what people call comparable market analysis, to set realistic prices and also, you know, help buyers and inspire sellers. We also, a big part of it is that we're skilled negotiators. We're, you know, helping clients save time, money, and stress. And we also negotiate really difficult conversations. I've been doing this 19 years, and I can tell you I've had to have some really tough conversations.
What is it that goes into the value? Because you're right. I mean, you see that everybody else is selling their home for, you know, $500,000 or $600,000, and yours is only worth $400,000. You're like, wait, what?
It is. It's sometimes kind of like throwing somebody in a cold shower, saying, you know, we'd love to sell your house for that price. We'd love to make that commission, but it's not going to happen. And I'm, for one, I'm not going to waste my time. Sometimes I've walked away from listings and said to people, you know, we need to come together on a price. I can tell you right now, it's not going to sell. And sometimes they call back and go, yeah, I put it on the market. It didn't. It sat there, nothing happened, no one showed, et cetera. So it's something that your value is what it is. You can't make just because you want it to be worth more. It's not necessarily going to happen.
You mentioned, you know, those tough conversations and also tough negotiations as well. Give us some examples.
Well, sometimes you really have to think outside the box. One of the things, I'm so fortunate, I have so many experts that I work with, and I may call a lender about if it's a credit problem. Or I may call a contractor if it's a repair issue. I just had a house that had a $12,000 chimney repair that they had literally closed the cover to the front to the chimney and did not open it for 23 years. And when I opened it, there were dead animals and rotted. The brick had been, the mortar had been washed away, and it was a mess. And that was a big deal. And they also had to replace a roof. So it's hard to have those conversations, but we have to, and that's part of the negotiation. You have to negotiate with your seller, your buyer. You have to negotiate with the other agent. And it's interesting. I have found that there are agents out there, Todd, that'll just walk away if they have any trouble. And I don't. I walk away. I don't walk away. I stick with it. And then I have others that will work with me and we get it worked out.
How important is marketing to everything? I know you guys, you've advertised with us for a long time now. Mm-hmm. How important is that to selling a house?
Well, marketing is my favorite, and you know that because you've probably seen my Facebook pages and all the crazy things I do with my dog and everything else. But I love to market. I have a great photographer, Bob Pierce, who has been taking my pictures from day one, and he has great people too. He does videos. He's a drone guy that's fabulous. We just do anything, and I let him kind of help me. He's got such great attitudes and great ideas that he'll a lot of times come up with my marketing when it comes to photography. I've used King Louis, which you know King Louis, Todd. He's been in videos. He's taken pictures. He does everything. And I also have open houses. I bring my fresh cookies, and that's what started the cookie thing is my open houses. And I also have realtor tours and luncheons, and, you know, we have a great turnout on that. So I have just so many things that I do. I think open houses are quite important. I really do.
You know, and again, not only the marketing, but the open houses. What makes an open house a really good open house?
Well, you know, the thing is, like, I like to invite neighbors. I'll put signs out early. Sometimes we'll send out cards. And the neighbors sell your house because they'll come in and say, oh, I've got a friend. I've been dying to walk through this house. And also pick up clients that way. It's a great way to meet new people in a neighborhood. And a lot of times they'll call me back. But it really is. And then the realtor open houses are great because I'll have a luncheon or something and invite people from my offices or other offices, and they come, and it really helps sell the house.
Vicki Gandy, GoTeamGandy.com is the website. That's GoTeamGandy.com. Vicki, what are people going to find once they get to your website?
Well, you're going to always see a list of houses that are listed, you know, that are current. And we, but then you can also search anything. You can message me. There's a lot of detail and information on our website, and we're actually getting ready to recreate it. So we're working on that this year, and I'm really excited about that because it's going to be a lot more information. And maybe a copy of that magazine will be on there, too.
Well, I was going to get to that. So where can people, if they want to get a copy of this complimentary magazine, where can they get a copy?
Just go to my website, Go Team Gandy, and ask me. I'll send it to you. I'm mailing out a bunch right now, and we're going to be doing it probably about four times a year. They're really fun. We had a lot of fun with them so far.
And I love it. On the very front, you can actually scan. Is this true? You can scan to see your current home estimate.
Yes, you can do that with your phone, and it'll pop up a CMA and give you an idea what your home is worth.
I love this. All right, Vicki Gandy, good to see you. How are the roads out in Germantown?
It wasn't bad, except till I got in your parking lot.
Yeah.
I was like, I should have brought my ice skate. You got a great ice rink out there, Todd.
All right, Vicki Gandy, thank you very much for coming in. GoTeamGandy.com. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, we'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Stearns Country, the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. Did you go see Melania over the weekend? Love to know what your thoughts were. The critics hated it. They couldn't stand it. Doesn't really matter, though, because at the end of the day, it's about the money and nearly $9 million in ticket sales just over the weekend. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Also, in the live chat, a lot of you were saying, oh, wait, I want to get a copy of Vicki's magazine. How can I do that? Very simple. Go to GoTeamGandy.com. That's GoTeamGandy.com. And you'll be able to get yourself a copy of Good to Be at Home. It's a beautiful magazine. You're going to love it. Got a note over the weekend from one of our great listeners in Bartlett, and we were talking about school indoctrination, and she said, Todd, you're not going to believe this. School indoctrination is even happening in Bartlett, and she said that her son came home from school a few weeks ago. This is a fifth grader. Her son came home from school a few weeks ago and said his teacher in Bartlett said that President Trump did not deserve to be presented a Nobel Peace Prize. The mom believes she was referring to the Peace Prize that the president was offered at the White House a few weeks ago. She says, my son then said that a few of the kids in the classroom chimed in and stated how Trump was a horrible person and how racist he is. She says this was in a fifth grade classroom. She says, the mom says she's written to board members, the principal. Nobody's gotten back to her. So I told her to reach out to us today, and we're going to get in touch for her, and we'll find out what the heck is going on in Bartlett and the schools over there. That's just really, really unacceptable. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So over the weekend, you know, we had all these protests around the nation, including right here in Tennessee, high school students walking out of class. Now, they weren't able to do that in Memphis because schools were canceled because of the snow. However, in Knoxville, they did protest. You're about to hear high school students that they interviewed about why they are protesting ICE. Take a listen.
I don't want ICE here. I don't want to go to school and be scared that I'm going to be taken out. It's not even just like colored people anymore. It's just anyone who gets in the way. We have to watch out for each other because the government obviously won't.
It's kind of like turning into a dictatorship. And some of my friends are immigrants too, so I'm worried for them. And I don't want them to be taken.
Everybody in this country is an immigrant. I think it's cruel. I think it's just inhumane how they're treating these people. It's just a way to have a scapegoat and to prevent them from seeing the true reality of, like, how corrupt the government is.
A 5-year-old got taken by ICE. He's literally just a child. You're taking him away from his home. I don't think this should happen at all, and I hate it. I do. So I came here today to be a part of this amazing protest with all these people who believe in the same thing I do.
They know nothing. They only know what their teachers are telling them. And here's the deal. If that ever happens here in the Memphis area, in the Mid-South, what we have to do is immediately call for the school leadership to be removed. Any principal, any teacher that allowed their kids to get out there, walk away from school to protest, they don't deserve to be anywhere in a classroom. I mean, it really is that simple. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Meanwhile, here in our neck of the woods, the Memphis Social Bicycle Club, anybody familiar with that group? They held a, well, let me just stop here. I don't know what it is about the running community and the biking community here, but they sort of skew to the left. And I only say that because there's a very popular running club here. And KWAM, in the early days when I bought KWAM, we were going to sponsor a couple of road races, and they were so woke, they did not even want our money. They're out there begging for money all the time, but they would rather shut down than take a single penny from us. And we're like, okay, whatever. Anyway, the Memphis Social Bicycle Club held a vigil to honor Alex Preddy. He's the male nurse who spit on federal agents, cursed them out, vandalized one of their vehicles, and then violently interfered with agents who were engaged in some sort of law enforcement activity there in Minneapolis. And he got shot and killed. And about 30 people turned out over the weekend at Overton Park. It was the lead story in the Daily Memphian. This was, according to the Daily Memphian, this was the most important story of the day in Memphis. These 30 people turning out at Overton Park. One of the organizers, Kelsey Hughes, telling the newspaper, Alex Preddy is one of us. He's a cyclist, and we feel like it could have been any one of us. Well, it's a good point that Ms. Hughes raises, but only if you violently attack federal agents that are trying to arrest somebody. And if you do that, there is a pretty good chance that you're going to get shot. I mean, it really is that simple. 901-260-5926. Let's check in with Parker May, standing by with a look at your sports.
I'm Parker May, and this is your KWAM Sports Update, presented by Ortho One Sports Medicine and Dr. DeLaubach. In college basketball, the Memphis Tigers dropped a nail-biter to Tulane yesterday, 78-76. The Tigers are now 10-11 on the year and 5-4 in conference play. Memphis will be back in action Thursday night at UAB. The SEC delivered another crazy weekend of basketball as Kentucky upset Arkansas on the road, 85-77. Bucky Law and Texas A&M defeated Georgia to remain atop the standings, and Vanderbilt narrowly beat Ole Miss 71-68. In the Big 12, Kansas defeated BYU in a matchup featuring two of the best NBA draft prospects, Darren Peterson and A.J. DeBanta. In the NBA, the Memphis Grizzlies lost their sixth straight in a 114-131 loss to the Timberwolves on Saturday night. Ty Jerome shined in his debut with 20 points. And the Grizzlies will face the Timberwolves once again tonight in the FedEx Forum. I'm Parker May on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
All right. Thanks a lot, Parker. Let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Our good friend Kristen New from Germantown on the line. Kristen, I understand you you went to the movies over the weekend.
We did. So Kristen Hicks and Lori and I went and saw Melania. And Todd, it was packed. The movie theater was absolutely packed. The only seats not filled were the ones at the very, very front in front of the screen where you can't see anything.
Yeah, nobody wants those seats. I don't care how great the movie is.
It was a wonderful movie. Melania is a national treasure. Everyone needs to go see this movie. She is a mother, and she talks about that, being a mother, a daughter, a wife, and a first lady, and what all that entails. And the movie starts at right when Trump won the last election through Inauguration Day, and everything that it took for her to get through that, and up to day one. And it was a really wonderful movie. Super entertaining and a great soundtrack. I will have to say that, too. A wonderful soundtrack.
You know, it's interesting, Kristen, when you step back and actually look at their relationship. I mean, they've been together since really the 1990s. I think over 21 years they've been married. But they've had a relationship for, you know, going back decades.
Their relationship is very cute in the movie. She doesn't really put a lot. There's not a lot of Trump in the movie, nor there's because it's really about her. But the relationship is very cute. Like, he calls her the day that he wins, and she's not there. She's somewhere else. And he's like, did you see it? And she's trying to get a word edgewise, and he won't let her talk. I mean, that's just so Trump. And she just kind of giggles at him when he does things. She just kind of smiles.
You know,
when they're in meetings and he says things, and she just kind of giggles to herself, like, okay.
So their relationship comes across, even though he's not, you know, doesn't play a prominent part in the in the film.
Yes, yes, and you know, she knows Trump, and she understands Trump, and loves that everything about Trump because she knows him and understands him.
I'm just curious, what was the reaction from other people? You said it was packed out. What were people saying after the movie?
Oh, people were cheering in the movie. People were cheering in the movie. When Trump would come on screen, people would cheer. It was unbelievable. And then the soundtrack was so good. I know probably the poor girl next to me was not enjoying my singing, but we sang during the movie.
All right, so you got to give us some hints here, soundtrack-wise. What songs are we talking about?
So they were in the car, and the Secret Service agent asked, what's her favorite song and who's her favorite singer? And she said, Michael Jackson. And so he starts playing Michael Jackson, and so we're singing to that. The movie starts off with the Rolling Stones, and I mean, it's great. It's great. So it's all songs you would recognize.
I would never have guessed Michael Jackson.
That's her favorite. That's her favorite artist is Michael Jackson. She sang Billie Jean.
Of course. That's brilliant. All right,
and when they play YMCA, she does it and she sings it and stuff. And it's funny. She's actually, there's a little, you know, she's so wound up all the time and very serious. And in this movie, you can see those chinks in her armor where she's, you know, very much humanizes her. She's the real Melania.
Yeah, I think that's really what people want to see. You know, and again, when you've been attacked as much as this family's been attacked, you are going to walk out there with a stoic face, a look on your face every single time. So this is kind of nice to see the real Melania.
Yeah, and she talks about her fears about getting out of the car. You know, that there are people that may attack her. There may be people may attack Baron, and she's very protective of Baron.
Mm.
Wow. As you would be.
Absolutely. All right. So you give it a thumbs up then, Kristen.
I would go see it again.
All right. Kristen New, everybody, our movie reviewer, kind of like our Siskel and Ebert or something. Better than that. Kristen Hicks, everybody, go see the movie Melania. She said packed house. That's always fun to see. All right. We will see you back here 11 o'clock. Get out there. Have a great day, everybody.